I know, and that's why it's not. If it's not a big deal to you,
you know. Here's the deal. I don't. Here's the deal. You want to be in a moving chair, but I say that the standard chair, you're not going to have the same range of movement. And I think that's going to probably affect your comedy on some level.
I just don't understand why it would matter which chair I sit in. I just don't want to be. I don't want to roll away from the mic while I'm talking, and then my point gets lost because it was like.
Oh, so now your points. How salient are they? Okay, so I would prefer that if you're at my house in my chair, you're in a moving, chair versus
it rolls a lot, like really easily, and
But it doesn't. No, you say it rolls a lot. It doesn't roll that much. There's a difference between a lot and at much, Mark.
It rolls, like, if I just touch it, it just kind of rolls away, and it's not really my speed in terms of the way I like to roll.
Okay, all right, fine. Let's just start recording. We've got 5 more shows to do with this. We've got 5 more shows to sit and look at each other.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get the new one on. You said you had a guest on this show?
Yeah, it's, So, have you listened back to the first 5? Have you given any listens? You put any ears on any of them?
Have you listened?
I'm asking if you've listened.
No, I really want to know, did you listen to the first 5 shows? I've been more concerned about you listening to them versus me.
I get it. So, yes,
I
historically,
I don't need this. Okay,
I don't listen.
Yes.
I am not a big fan.
Yeah.
Of hearing myself. I did.
No, you're not a big fan of hearing me talk.
Okay. All right. Listen. Okay. I listened to a couple of them. I listened to the...
Which ones?
We did the questionnaire.
Okay.
The first one.
Yeah.
By the dude.
Proust. That was my...
Yeah, so it... I'm a little... I just want to broaden the scope of the topics.
Okay. No, I'm with you on that. I was always with you in terms of doing bigger, broader ideas, and you know that.
The past projects... Things got a little bit broader. Like, after... There was, like, a cast change on the show.
Okay.
And a little more accessible. And I feel like this has been... These first 5 have been a bit of a backslide into this inaccessibility. I'm nervous that we're completely unrelatable. Is intellectual.
Is it you're unrelatable or I'm unrelatable? Because I think I've been the same guy that I've always been.
I just want people, there's people out there that know this stuff has gotten a lot bigger since we were in it.
What's the podcast?
Yes. There's rules, there's a format, there's things people listen for and look for.
Okay.
And I just feel like there's people out there that know better than us.
Okay.
And it would be good to get an opinion on some of the unreleased material before we record the back half of the season. That's all I'm saying.
Who do you have?
So, believe it or not, there are people out there that do this kind of thing. And so I have arranged to have a call, or a series of calls, you know, we just kind of on retainer, with Pod Sultan.
Sultan?
Pod Sultan.
Yeah. Sultan. Because we are the... original kings of podcasting. I feel like a sultan would be a great addition to what we're doing. You know, like somebody maybe from the Middle East that's a sultan, they got the turban, the whole... I am way into this.
A pod sultan. Pod sultant. Pod... Like a consultant. Like consultant.
Alright, we're gonna heat up these mics, we're gonna get
with
going
like,
and...
With like pod...
We're gonna get somebody on here, we're gonna record eventually. Yeah, I got a hard out. You know, I got a call with my lender in a little while. We're talking about, you know, 3.75, 4.0. I got this stuff going. I got some travel I'm working on.
I hear what you're saying. I'm jet lagged to fuck. I really don't have. I don't want to waste any time either. I'm fucking exhausted. Just
put it on the line. People will like it. They're like, it's the guys from the old show. They'll eat up whatever we do just because it's.
All right,
because it's us.
Just let me.
The original kings of podcasting, starring Mark Chambers and Todd Perry. Episode 6, The Podsultant, Part 1.
Hello, Suzanne?
I don't think she's here.
Yeah, this is Suzanne Hayward Bay, Podsultant.
Hi, Suzanne, it's Mark, and I have Todd with me as well.
Yeah, I'm here.
Mark...
It's Mark from the original Kings of Podcasting. I sent you some stuff to listen to.
Can you hold on for just a quick second?
Sure.
Oh, what's she doing?
Just give her a second. She's incredibly busy.
I feel a little Shanghai'd here. Like, I just, you know, we came in. We had a whole bunch of prep for a whole bunch of shit.
Mark, oh, yeah. Hi, how's it going?
Hi, I'm great. I thank you so much for picking up. I had sent you a couple texts. I just figured I would try giving you a call. I have Todd here with me. He's my co-host on the show that I sent you those five links to those five shows.
Sure, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to see if you had gotten a chance to listen to them, and we would love your sage podsultant wisdom on... We're about to record the next five.
Yeah.
Okay,
We would love to know what you thought.
Like, I don't really... I think we did a great...
Can you hold on a second?
Yeah. Sure.
Sorry, Mark, I just can't put...
Yeah, we.
I think we did a great job in the first five shows. So I'm really interested in her thinking, her saying, "Hey, here's what you can capitalize on the best bits of those shows."
Back. Sorry about that. Okay. I got my notes now. Okay.
Great. Yeah. So again, I just really want to help Todd understand kind of where those shows are in the spectrum.
Now, Miss Hayward Bay, I'm a little, I'm not quite sure what you do. I'm not quite sure what your background is, but if you would know,
she's
that
a I've podsultant.
Done, yes, but I've done. I did a low budget FM for a while. I did a show called the Brian Whitman Podcast, which is very popular, and a show called Far
Todd,
Out.
She doesn't.
Yeah, no, I can review with you. No, I mean, yeah. So you're working with a podsultant.
Are you familiar with my previous work? Just so you have some kind of jumping off point, so you know,
kind of what you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me just tell you, like, I've reviewed this with Mark, like, I it's good stuff. So, I mean, I currently am coaching Randy Wang on creating the post-Gina grad era of Pretty Good Podcast, which I think is kind of awesome. And then...
How are you working with Randy? Is everything going cool back and
forth? Oh, it's great. It's so good.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, no, we're great. No, that's fine. So then I've also been laying out the show schedule for Hoda Cast starring Hoda.
Hoda. Todd.
Like Kathy Lee
And Hoda. Yeah. So
it's really great. Like now, they're so great.
Do you know Al Roker? You ever meet Al Roker?
No, but that's okay. So, and then also I do a lot of stuff with Chris Hardwick.
Nerdist.
Mostly I do some like hairstylist stuff with him. It's kind of an interesting gig for me, but it works out well because it's really just in the full spectrum of podcasting. So it's great.
Has Chris listened to some of my work?
I can ask next time, Todd.
Okay.
I don't know where
she came from.
Todd, just let her talk, all right? Like, we're bringing...
Yeah, no, I've got some good show... I mean, you hired the Podsultant. Mark made a really smart choice with that.
Mark hired.
I really would love to review the show notes I made with you guys.
Great. I would love that. I really am excited to hear what you thought. I mean, yeah, as you know, we're releasing all these things at once, and we're really not going to have any visibility.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to make sure that we're on the right track before we go in and spend another 5+ hours recording.
Was that
a concern?
Let me look at these notes with you guys. So you ready? Because I want to run down these with you.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. And be sure to tell me every point you thought was kind of funny. Like on those shows, like we kind of geared them to be funny.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I'll send you the full set of notes, but there's some highlights I really just want to cover right now, if that's okay with you.
Great.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, let's do it.
Show one, opening, right? Starting this new podcast. Proust questionnaire.
Wait, with Proust?
Proust, whoever. I'm not really sure who he is. And that's kind of the point of my note. Like, I don't know that you're really getting to your target demo here. Like, I don't know what it is. Like, Proust. Yeah, Proust. I just.
Yeah, no. Right. I worried about that when we were recording that. Yeah. It was like, that was like a big concern for me.
Was it that you don't know who Proust is, or maybe we have a very smart audience we're tailoring to. The old show listeners were very smart. The people.
But is that who you're going for, Todd?
I would think. I want people that are fucking intelligent to listen to.
But here's the thing. I don't want to talk over people's heads necessarily and make them feel bad. And I think that's kind of what she's getting at.
Exactly.
I think for people who don't know, they can find our show and they can go, oh my God, I learned all about Proust. I learned something about the world. Because we're educating people through doing this kind of, we're making jokes. We're being funny.
But I think you want the ratings, right? Do you want to talk about Proust, or do you want to get a wider audience?
Proust. It's Proust. It's not phonetic. It's fucking French.
Okay, well,
French isn't phonetic. Are you gonna say je ne sais quoi? Or are you gonna say je ne sais quoi?
I'm just gonna move on to my notes for show two, if that's okay.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. So point well taken. It's on show one, and we'll revisit whether or not that'll actually make it onto the slate. Okay. And so let's move on.
Okay, checked off my note. So, shows based on this kind of old pod tactic of speculative riffing about, like, these ideas you have and where they might go. Like, I just, you know, it's been really played out, guys. Like, and that's kind of why you hired me, is to help tell you these things. Yeah. Right?
Why is show number two played out? I mean, we were talking about owning businesses.
I completely agree, to be honest.
Mark and I's ideas about businesses and what we should do. I don't think that, I think... we're writing our own material. Most podcasts are just people interviewing some comedian somewhere.
Well, that's really funny. Like, that's a funny bit. But this, it's you want something fresh, right? Like, we want you guys to be on the edge.
You're saying we're not fresh? Our ideas aren't new? Mark, when I came over and I sent you all these ideas, you thought it all sounded great.
You know...
You had a really good time. I thought you were really funny on these shows. I thought I was too.
You know, sometimes you think you're funny, and then other people are like, you know, you could maybe be funny, and this wasn't. And then they say that, and you're like, oh, I don't know, maybe.
So you're saying we were pointing at funny, but we weren't landing on funny.
I don't know. I thought these were really good notes, and I'm excited to hear them.
Okay. You know, and it's okay that, like, these are your first five shows. Like, there's going to be some stumbling blocks.
Yeah.
Like,
we're only releasing it's 10 okay. shows. That's half of
our... We can revisit that later. Like, that's not set in stone, right?
What is this vocal fry I have coming on her end? I don't know.
Like, all right, well, no, let's... I don't want...
Kendall Jenner?
I don't think...
Can you hold on another second? Hold on.
Sure.
What is she? Is she putting more matcha powder in her tea?
Todd, like, I just don't understand your extreme aversion to making the best version of this show that we could possibly make.
I like the best version of us, and I thought we had that on tape. The thing is, if you pay this woman, her job is to only find problems. If she comes back and goes, oh, you know, all the shows are great. They're totally funny. Oh, my God. Like, I'm just right off the 405. Like, if the shows, if she doesn't find a problem, she doesn't have a job.
Jesus Christ. Would you just...
Okay, I'm back. Hi, sorry.
Hi.
Okay, so show three?
Yes, let's definitely...
Is that
let's,
Skype or is that her vocal cord?
Let's get into show three.
Is there a problem with the connection?
I think there might be, but I think we're gonna push through it, and Todd's going to stop bringing it up.
Okay. You guys ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So a podcast where you talk about other podcasts.
Mm-hmm. Meta. So that was show three. That was kind of our meta,
yeah,
like pod tropes.
Yeah.
So
as somebody, but by the way, Miss Hayward Bay, you are somebody who takes apart other people's podcasts. You must agree with us that there are certain tropes that people are doing. There's certain pod cliches that have emerged, and I'm sure you're trying to usher people away from them. So I would feel like this would be a show that's like exactly like hitting you in the forehead.
But are people tuning in to like get your advice about podcasts? Because I think that's actually what I do, and I don't know why you would do a show about like what my profession is. Like, people don't want to hear that. You pay someone like me to give you that advice, but I don't think that's really good for audiences, and it's kind of lackluster for a podcast. Like, write a blog post about it instead or something, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's smart. That like that makes sense. That's a pretty good note.
Could you do your own show, Ms. Hayward Bay? You know about podcasts, and you have a problem with our opinions on other people's podcasts, but I don't see the Hayward Bay cast.
Not yet. No. I've been in discussion with some of the people I mentioned earlier.
A lot of discussion.
But we're not talking about me right now. I think I just want to get through my notes for you guys, right?
I think that's smart. And so, you know, super, super inside baseball and not really what people are looking to hear.
Yes. Thank you, Mark.
On a podcast. Yep. Yeah. So I think, Todd, that's probably a good note. Well,
to be fair, that was Mark's idea. That whole podcast was...
I don't think it's necessary to dive into whose idea what was.
Yeah, that was
your idea. But he sees the light of what I'm saying, so it's okay.
Okay. All right, fine. We only have two more to go to, so...
Yeah, so let's just plow through the next two.
There's a barrel I'm actually over right now.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm over the barrel.
Uh-huh.
So just fucking bring it.
Okay. All right, let's just...
So show four, I didn't honestly listen to the whole thing, this Con Men episode, because it was kind of show two all over again, just like slightly different. So really that, like, you know, same thing.
I completely agree.
That was really funny.
I wouldn't have listened to all of that show either. I don't even know that I spoke for that whole show. I mean, it was pretty lackluster, a kind of filler. At best.
No, if you listen to all podcasts, the thing is, most podcasts, it's just people interviewing a guest. Mark and I...
What is wrong with that, Todd?
Because we're coming up with our own fresh jokes and material. We are bringing material, we're birthing material into the world and writing stuff versus just like, hey, let's sit Doug Benson down in a fucking chair and let's talk about weed for 20 minutes and then cash a check.
I hear you on that, but I thought you really just wanted like better audience reach and rating. I mean, we kind of talked about this reach? With show one, right? Like getting to your target demo.
Corporate shit is reach. That's not the podcasting I grew up with. The podcasting-
Todd, these are the words I use. I'm sorry if Paul Salton language is too offensive for you.
I understand exactly what you're saying. Miss Hayward Bay, so please continue and all right, I can yeah. always I can
because,
relate
you know, we're,
it.
We're almost done, and then I've got great notes that I'll just need a second to pull up once we're done with these notes. But yeah, so show four didn't listen to the whole thing. See notes on show two. So show five.
The last
Mark,
one we put out.
You're really great with a lot of stuff, but I was a little taken aback with show five.
So was I.
Great.
Like this need to defend your own tastes. Like, I mean, this show isn't about you specifically. There is a dynamic here, right?
Yeah, it's about me as well. Thank you. And then Mark, I felt that this topic was a little narcissistic on Mark's end because it was like Mark's like, oh, we're putting a new show out. We're gonna make this one all about me, and then Mark's gonna do a whole show about the fact that he needs to defend his positions, and then that ends up being 30 minutes of Mark being able to re-defend his own positions. He was just doubling down on something which at what the listener thought they were getting into is Mark learning, but Mark just doubled down on his own fucking issues.
Todd, you could have just said he was being really narcissistic.
Yeah, so that was actually it was a long way around. I mean, but Todd does that all the time. Like, he takes forever to get to, like, one crisp point. It could have just been one sentence.
I don't think that's the issue at all. Mm-hmm. I think that...
I just think that if we were to weigh, like... Todd taking long to get to a point against like Mark's narcissism, I feel like what's hurting the show more would be Todd taking long to get to a point.
Not at all. Not sometimes the thing is
she said sure. I mean,
But the thing is, my points are salient and not easy to get to. Mm. When you have something very deep to say, saying it in a simple, truncated way is never going to communicate to people. So we have podcasting. We have 40 minutes on each show to sit and tell people things.
Yeah, but I didn't even listen to all of show 4. So you want to keep listeners around.
That's true. That's a good point.
Maybe you should go listen to Randy Wang's show. Maybe you like that more. Maybe
I do listen to it. I do enjoy it.
Well, I mean, what is your response to that?
Anyhow, so I'm just saying we went from Proust to like being a narcissist with your shows, okay?
Mark's a narcissist. I was just doing Proust, which was trying to educate people and bring them around to my...
So the next 5 shows.
Okay.
Let's... Yeah.
I want to wrap up on the first 5. I would say the 2 major notes would be Mark, you know, you're real sweetheart, but you're, real, you know, sweetheart. With these, yeah. like yeah. a little rusty, and then just obviously the self-absorbed part. And then Todd, I feel like yes. you're living in podcasting about 5 years ago. What? So I would go to, you know, find what? A top 10 of current iTunes or podcasts that are out there right now and maybe just give a listen to some of them to get some fresh ideas. But I also have put together some great notes to really make the next 5 hit very well.
Mm. Yeah, that sounds amazing. Like, I would love to, because, I mean, we have a bunch of stuff prepped for the next 5, but yeah. honestly, it's a little bit like the first 5, but...
Next four. I can sit in here for 4 more, and that's about all I can take.
Great. So 5 sounds perfect. You get an even 10, and you know, great. Let's move on to my notes.
Clearly, you're not a math consultant.
Let's dive in,
Miss Hayward Bay.
Let's dive in.
More advice from the consultant, which I can't go along. We'll stop boring the listeners with bad outro songs. So I'll open my throat and forever we'll sing these songs for the kings of podcasting.
Those are out there, baby. You heard me?